Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5AM. This is Byron Lacine, calling in from Naples, Florida. This call and every call is all about what we do from the minute we get off of these calls until the minute we start our day. What are you going to do for you during your morning routine? I'm urging everyone here on the live call to be a little bit selfish in your routines. You have the energy and the ambitions to be selfless the rest of your day. 2 days ago, March the 13th, marked the 4-year anniversary from when COVID-19 was named a national emergency. When you think about that quickly, you're like, wow, time is flying. Until you put yourself into those early days, I'm talking that March 13th, 14th, 15th, those first couple of days, those first 2 weeks, as historically mentioned, the first 2 weeks of that part of our lives, now it feels like forever ago. Doesn't feel like it was just yesterday. When you really think about it, when you really dig down, think about all the things you personally have been through in these last 4 years. All that you've accomplished, all that you've been faced with, all that you've persevered through, and remind yourself what you're capable of. Whether you've had a good 4 years or not the 4 years you imagined, you've persevered. Everybody has. Everybody has in some way. Maybe it was the most you've ever done in a 4-year time frame. Remember, a 4-year period is high school, it's college for some. It's a season. We just went through one. And I think when you really sit down and look at it, you're going to be able to say, wow, I've done these things. These things didn't go my way, but I'm a heck of a lot tougher. I'm a heck of a lot more resilient. When things crop up this year or next year, because they inevitably do, I'm going to be able to pull from these last 4 years. I'm going to have the experience, the resiliency to make it through almost anything I'm ever faced with. Take a look back on this season, the 4-year season, and make sure you acknowledge that you pat yourself on the back what the heck you've done. Use it to your advantage. Not everything is going to go smoothly, and I'm certain as we sit here, 2.5 months into 24, which that feels like it went by like a flash. As time ticks away, I'm sure we can all acknowledge this year is going to have its trials. There will be some in the future. Know that we can get through anything, and we will, just as we always have. Pleasure doing the 5 a.m. call here with you this week. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow, 5 a.m.